Tavona to be koine shvisa on the bottom of the tree, on the floor in the Rishus Rabin. U mailo malo, u mailo mater, dohod is zokin. So what's the chsara now? The same shot as the same before. You want to live on the bottom of the tree. Now you have this tree that the branches come out and it went out more than Dal Damas away. So it depends how high this branch is. If it's Lamala Miyud, since it's Rishus Yochid, you can't take that Erev and bring it to where you are. So Melo, the Erev is not Chal. Mashenkin, if that branch is Lamata Miyud, since it's only a Carmelist, it's only Yisim Drabonim, so Ben Hashmoshes, you would be allowed to carry that Erev from where it is to your Mokim Shvisa. That would also be a good Erev. Why? Even though you walk in the Rishus Rabbah more than Dal Damis, like Rashi says, you carry it pocus pocus with Dal Damis. Now, at any time there's any hechatins in the world, you wanted to be carrying a shrisa underneath the tree. Now, the bread is not there. But so what? If there's any way that Ben Hashemoshes, you could bring the bread to where you are there, you could be carrying the shrisa. So what's the chsara now? The bread is Dal Damis away on a tree, but the tree is less than you tefachim off the ground. So the tree has a din karmelis there. And it's next to the rabbanon taking something off the tree. But since an Erev is chal ben hashmoshes rabbanon will make gold, you're allowed to do isur in the rabbanon's l'tzorach mitzvah. So you're allowed to take the bread off the tree, and even though you'd be mishtamish and it's a karmelis, you have to walk da'al damis and rishus rabbin, that's an isur d'oraisa, that you can't do. But the eitur is walk, pachas pachas mit da'al damis. Take it off, walk a little bit, stop, then walk more, and put the bread down underneath the tree. So then the Erev would be chal. That's what the Mishnah says. But if the Erev is l'mala miyudom, then it's osim midiraita to take it off, then the Erev is not chal. So for the Gemara, though, of a zoi, my l'malo, my l'mata. So if you're telling me now, we're talking about that the branches go straight out, they go straight this way, what do you mean l'mala and l'mata? Hey, the Havamina is, if the tree is going straight up, and you put the bread on the top part of the tree and the bottom part of the tree, that's good. That's called lamala lamato. There's a top part of the tree and there's a bottom part of the tree. But now that you're telling me the branches are shooting out, they go straight out. Dal damis. So what do you mean? My lamala malamato. It's not called lamala, not called lamatam. The manashuch. Whatever height this branch is shooting out, that's the height of the branch. So should have said either it's gavoya miyud or lamala miyud. But it doesn't pass the lashon. My lamala malamato. Rashi says, Maila mala mala matam. Bidover hanoteya shovam hu. Vi lamala ispe, lamata lespe. It's something that's shooting straight out from Manashuch. Either it's high, it can't be low. If it's low, it can't be high. Loshayach be loshin mala mata elo loshin gavoya venomacha. Just should have said, either it's high or else it's low. Vochi boyle lamisni. Nos nabilan gavoya yod en rubi erev. En gavoya sara erev erev. Omega toni malo mata mashma de zokit. The Bible says the top part and bottom part of the tree, Mash, we're talking about the tree is going straight up. Then, the Yochel Niach Lamala, where a tree is going, a normal tree is going straight up, you could put the Erev on the top part of the tree, and you could put the Erev on the bottom part of the tree. It's trying to do it both ways. That's good. But now you're making a Kimto. You're saying it has to go out of the Dal Damis. That means the tree is shooting out straight. More than Dal Damis, what's the Yochel Lamala Lamatam? And for the Gemara, Toho Dev Zokit, it's not Shver. This branch, when it's going straight out, later it goes up. So Mela, even this branch that's shooting out more than Dal Damis, there's a Lamata part of the branch, and there's a part of the branch that's Toho Dev Zokit. Later the branch starts to go up again. So that's what we're saying. It depends what part of the branch you put it. Did you put it on the top part of the branch, which is 10 Tfachim high, it's Rishus Yochid, it's not Chal, because you can't get the Erev off the tree, or did you put it on the bottom part of the branch, when it's going straight, which is Lamata Miyud, then it's only a Karmelis, it's only Yosem Midrabonin, and Midrabonin, you'll have to carry it, Mishu Mitzvah, Ben Hashmoshes. So that's not Shver. For the Gemara name, Voy Boi Maisilei Derecholov. For the Gemara still a Kasha. What are you telling me now? The Kinter is that this tree, the branch, is shooting straight out more than Dal Damas away from you, and it's Lamala Miyud. So since it's more than Dal Damas away from you, you don't say command the Mal Yudomi. And since it's there, it's higher than 10 Tzvachim, it's called the Rishus Yochid. So there's no Hechatimsa how you could get that bread to the Mokim where you are. Because you want to be on the bottom of Rishus Rabim, and over there it's Rishus Yochid. There's no way on Shabbat to get it from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. For the Gemara Kasha, no, I have a Hechatimsa, I could get the bread from over there to our Koponim here on top of the tree. But let's say climb up the tree and go on top of the branch there. So you also be in the Rishus Yochid and bring it on top of the branch all the way till over here to the top of the tree right over here. That's what bring the bread. And Echlami, don't bring the bread down to the floor to the Rishus Rabin, but just climb on top of the branch and bring the bread from those Dalaramas over there, bring it on top of the branch, Mamas, to right over here, right above the tree. Now, once the bread becomes right on top of you, then we have rubbers for before. What do I care if on top is Rishus HaYochid and on bottom is Rishus HaRabin? But since it's within your Dal Damis, it's Kamanda Mal Yadami, it looks like it's one Rishus. So the only kasha was you can't get the bread, Chutz Medal Damis, to where you are. True, you can't get it to the bottom through Rishus HaRabin, but you get it to the top of where you are. So carry the bread on top of the tree from those Dal Damis over there, straight above, right on top of you, and then the area should be Chal. For the Gemara, for Iboi Maisi Lo Derech Olov, you could carry it on top of the tree you could carry it. So why should the Erev be Chal? Trashi, Vo'iboi ma'isilo derech olov, ki heve chutzal da'od amis, nami, olamalam yod, even though it's 4 amas away, and higher than yitzvachim, ki even the da'od amosav, oyla ad rekiya, since your da'od amos around you goes up to rekiya, rishul yachid, hara yachol alas dun, you could go up to the tree, ad lamalam yasara, climb up more than 10 tzvachim away, velitloi, and take it from there. To call the ilam yasar lamalam rishul yachid, or maybe yano lamakim shvisasim, and bring it then to your makim shvisa. Like go on top of the tree and carry it from that branch there till over here on top of you, and let it stay on top of you. And since it's in your dal damis, your mamish in one rishus, we look as if you want to live on top of the tree also then. And for the gemara, we're talking about the kimtom kisharabim mekaspin alov. We're talking about the rabbim use the branch. Notice the branch now is exactly, let's say, 9 tvachim above, and at one part it's zokir that becomes yud tvachim. But the middle part of the branch is only 9 tvachim high, and the rabbim use it. The rabbim take off their bundles and put it on top of the branch. So the halacha is that if a rabbim uses it, it becomes rishus rabbim. So this whole branch along the branch is the rishus rabbim kesedim. So the mark is rabbim mekasvim alov. The rabbim mekasvim means take off their bundles and put it down on top of this branch. So mainly the branch itself has it in rishus rabbim. Ukidiyula, the yomar ula, omod tisha rishus rabbim. If you have an omud, like a block, that's 9 tvachim high, it's in Rishus Rabbim. The Rabbim mekasvim alov, and the Rabbim use it. They take off the bundles and put it down on top of it. You should know, v'zorak v'nach agabav, somebody throws from Dal Damas away in Rishus Rabbim, and it lands on top of this bundle, on top of this omud, you should know yechayiv, even though really it should only be a karmelis. In the Rishus Rabbim, anytime you have a block, an omud, which is more than Gimel Tfachim, Lekura, until Yud Tfachim, it's only called a Karmelis. A Karmelis is Potemidi Raisa. Here we say Yechayim. If you have this Omud, you have this block in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's 9 Tfachim high, but the Rabim use it, since the Rabim use it, it's called the Rishus HaRabim Midi Raisa. So here we're talking about this tree that the branch is shooting straight across, Dal Damas across. This part of the branch is Mamas only 9 Tfachim high, and the Rabim use it to say there. Come to say the branch itself is the Rishus HaRabim. So since it's the Rishus HaRabim, there will be an Issa Moshit. What do you want to do? You want to take the Erev from the end of the branch, which is the Rishus HaYochid. The end of the branch, we're saying now, was Zokiv, came up a little bit higher. That's Yud Tvachim, that's the Rishus HaYochid. So you want to carry the Erev from this Rishus HaYochid, over, walk along the branch, and put it down on top of the tree here, which is another Rishus HaYochid. So you take it from Rishus HaYochid, walking through Rishus HaRabim and putting it down in another Rishus Yochid, that's an Issa Moshid. That will be us to Midi Raisa. So that's why you don't have that Hechatimsa here. Hey, since the branch itself is the Rishus HaRabim, so you're walking through the Rishus HaRabim. So by taking up from one Rishus Yochid and putting down another Rishus Yochid through Rishus HaRabim, there's an Issa Midi Raisa. So Drashi, Kishrabim Mekasvim on the Tiyas HaNoif, the Rabim used the branch. Now, when you carry this Erev over this branch, you're carrying it through the Rishus Rabbim. We hold the Lachris by Moshit, that means if you carry something from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid, Derech Avu Rishus Rabbim, going over the Avu Rishus Rabbim, even though you're more than Yud Tvachim high, is Chayiv. That was the din we had in Gemara and Shabbos. That's what the Levim used to do by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Mishkan. So therefore, here you have the Hechatimtzum. We're talking about that the in-between branch is 9 Tfachim high, and the Rabbim use it, so Melech becomes Rishus Rabbim, so there's no Hechatimtzum in such a case to get the Lechem that's on the end of the branch, which is the Rishus HaYochid, to bring it over the branch on the other side of the tree, which is the Rishus HaYochid, there'll be an Issa Moshit. So that's why our Mishnah says the Erev is not Chal in such a case. There's no Hechatimtzum how you could get that bread to where you want to be kind of Shvisa more than Dal Damas away, therefore the Erev is not Chal. Right, stop here. So Gemara, my Rebbe or my Rabbonin. What's the machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonin if the Erev is good or not, or else like Pshat now Mishnah, we'll soon see. The Tanya, we learned. Nosnu b'ilon. If a person put his Erev, that means you want to make an Erubei Tchumim, you have your two lechems, your two chalas, so you put your two chalas b'ilon in the tree, or on top of the branch of a tree. Is lamala mi'asara tfochim. If the branch is more than 10 tfochim off the ground, so, and we're talking about where it's rochav, dalad by dalad, so it's called Rishus HaYochid, is ein eruv yeruv. Then yeruv is not chal. We'll soon see what the case is. The pashut, you want to live downstairs on the bottom of the tree, which is in a Rishus HaRabim, and the yeruv is on top of the tree on this big leaf, that's 10 tfochim high, and it's dalad by dalad, called Rishus HaYochid. So well, the yeruv is not called good, because you can't get the yeruv to where you want to be. You can't carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Lamata mi'asara tfochim. Let's say the branch is less than 10 tfochim off the ground. The branch is lower than 10 tfochim. Then it's not called the Rishus HaYochid. Then eruv yeruv. Then the eruv is still called the good eruv. But you should know in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the eruv off the branch and use it, because in the middle of Shabbos, since it's lamala megimu, it's called like a carmelis. It's talking about it is rochav dalad by dalad. And its gevoya between Gimel and ten tochim is called a carmelis. So since it's a carmelis, it's also midrabbonin to take the challah off the tree and use it. Or else posh it. It's also in the middle of Shabbos, because there's an issa shavus of be mishtamish bilon. You're not allowed to take something off a tree on Shabbos. That's called you be mishtamish bilon. So in the middle of Shabbos, it's also to take the eriv off the tree. For Nezvegan, the Erev is Chal, why? Because Bein HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, we'll soon see, this is Rebbe Shittah, that Bein HaShemoshes is no Issa Gzeris with the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim weren't going to the Gzeris Bein HaShemoshes. So at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev should be Chal, at that time you are allowed to take the Erev off the tree and use it. Because it's only an Issa with the Rabbonim, not to be Mishtamish Bilon. So since at the beginning of Shabbos you could take it off, the Erev is Chal. But in the middle of Shabbos, though, if you didn't take the lechem off at the beginning of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the lechem off the tree. Because it's also midrabbonin to be mishtamish bilan. That's the loch of the also litloi. Midrabbonin, it's also in the middle of Shabbos to take the challah off the tree. What about v'teich shloisha? If the leaf is so low that it's mamish only less than 3 tfachim off the ground, then the loch is mutta litloi. You should know you're even allowed to take the lechem off the tree in the middle of Shabbos. Because once the leaf is lower than Gimel Tfachim, it's not called a tree, it's called like bottle to the karka. And the karka, you're allowed to be mishtamash, you're allowed to put something down on the ground and take it off the ground. Hey, the Rabbanon only made Xerah if it's at least 3 Tfachim up, if the tree has to be at least 3 Tfachim off the ground. That's called a tree, that the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to be mishtamash with it. So that's the halacha. This will soon see, this is Rebbe Shita. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, in the middle, Rashi says, Lomalam Yasara Ein Eruvi Erev. You want to sleep, you want your mokim shvisa to be at the bottom of the tree. Now, this branch, the branch goes, stretches out more than dal damas away, then it goes up, and it's yutfachim on top. Is alocha, the Erev is not chal. So the first case is, if it's lamala miyud, the Erev is not chal. Why? Because it's in Rishus HaYochid, and you want to be a shvisa on the bottom, which is a Rishus HaRabim, so you're not, it's also to take the challah from the tree onto where you want to use it, midiraisas, and it's midiraisam. So therefore, even Bein HaShemoshes is also to do it, the Erev is not chal. Mashenkin, what about if the branch is not yutfachim off the ground? It's less, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a karmelis.
Then we say the Erev Yizchalm, but for us, the Rashi, afilu haid lamata miyasorim, even though the branch is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, still also litlo lamachi b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the Erev off the tree. Im rotzal oichloi, mishum de mishtamish bilon, because with the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to take anything off the tree. That's called you be mishtamish with the tree. V'afilu hochi, even so, koni le'erev, ben ha-shemoshes. Still, the Erev is chal at ben ha-shemoshes. Why? T'chiv on the shemesh ilon shavus, the Rabbonin who, this din that you're not allowed to take something off a tree, is only osim with the Rabbonin on Shabbos. It's a shavus. It's exerim, maybe you come to climb up the tree and pull off a branch. Therefore, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree at all. The Melo loy gozu all of ben ha-shemoshes. This is Rebbe Shita, that ben ha-shemoshes, at least letzorech mitzvah, the Rabbonin did not make the exerus. We have a boiler mishkalei hishosa at Ben Hashemoshes at the beginning when the Erev should be chal. If you wanted to take the chal off the tree, you would be allowed to. Motzi shokum. Menelu the Erev is chal. So Rashi kolisa shvus, Shabbos v'yomtiv, devim, the Rabbanan kari shvus. Any Issa that the Rabbanan made up on Shabbos or on Yomtiv, the shame is called the shvus. Now the third category is Batech Gimel. Let's say this branch is not even Gimel Tfachim off the ground. Then haniach eruva bilon lamata mishloisha samak lakaka. If you put your two lechems, you want to use eruva tchumin on a branch, but the branch is not even gimel tefachim off the ground, then the din is mutalitloi b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the bread off the tree. Why? To chol lamata mishloisha afilu bilon legozer olov. To have a karya smichta v'achin amitam aperk basrum hayoshroshav gevoyim menorat gimel loyeshav aleim. If the branches of the tree are more than gimel tefachim, you're not allowed to sit on them. It's also to be mishtamish. But let's say they're lower than gimel tefachim. It's like bottle to the karka. It's called like the ground. And pshita, on the ground, you're allowed to sit. On the ground, you're allowed to be mishtamish. So that's these three gedorim. That if the branch is 10 tefachim high, it's called rishus ha-yochid, then the erev is not chal. If the branch is only between 3 and 9 tefachim, so it's only a karmelist, it's only yosim with the rabbanan to take the bread off the tree and put it on the bottom, so therefore the erev is chal, because ben ha-shemoshes, there's no isur of the rabbanan. But on Shabbos, you can't take the lechem off the tree, because you'd be mishtamish with the tree. Mashenken, if the tree is so low, it's less than gimel tefachim off the ground, then even on Shabbos, you'll have to take the lechem off the tree. There's no isur of being mishtamish with the tree, or the bottom part of the tree, which is less than gimel tefachim off the ground. What about Sot Gemara? Nos nu dirkukola. You put your Erev, you put the two chalis in a basket. V'tolo bilon. And you hung now this basket on the tree. Is afilu lamala mi'asar tfachim. Even if the basket now is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, still Eruv Erev. You should know the Erev is chal. V'aistai is benash divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. So the Gemara will explain why is it mut here. The Chura, once it's 10 tfachim off the ground, it should be called the Rishus HaYochid. Now, if it's a Rishus HaYochid, then that's awesome in the Raisa to take the Erev off the tree, which is a Rishus HaYochid, and put it on the ground, which is a Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara will explain why Rebbe is Mekel over here. But I call upon him in the Raisa, the Pshat is, wherever it's only awesome in the Rabbanan, Rebbe Shita is, the Rabbanan did not make the Xeris Ben HaShemoshes, and that's the Zman when the Erev is Chal Ben HaShemoshes, so then you are allowed to take the Lechem off the tree, therefore the Erev is Chal. So Rashi knows the Mikol Kolo. Afilu l'mala mi'asar Erev Erev, l'kam meforesh b'shein ilun rochav dalad. Here you have to set sign that the branch of the tree is not dalad by dalad tefachim wide. Therefore, the branch does not become rishus ha-yochid. Therefore, you're allowed to take the Erev off the kolo and use it. Therefore, the Erev is chal. Yeah. So the more vaita. The chavim ayin. The chavim say though, no. Kol mokam she'asa litloi ein eruv ha-erev. Anytime you're not allowed to take the challah off the tree, even in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev is not chal. In other words, even in the middle of case, where the branch was not a 10 tefachim high, the branch of the tree was lower. So no matter how wide the branch is, since it's not yud tefachim off the ground, it's not a rishus ha-yochid. It only remains at most a karmelis. So even though it's only osim the rabbanan to take the bread off the tree, and who are then it's osim the rabbanan for a second reason, you're not allowed to be mishtamish on the tree, the Chum still say though the Erev is not Chal. Because the Chum Shita is that anything that's awesome with the Rabbanon is even awesome Ben HaShemoshes. So the beginning is Shabbos when the Erev should be Chal. At that time, where was the Erev? Where was the Lechem? It was on the tree. It's awesome with the Rabbanon to take the Chal off the tree and put it on the ground. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal. Since you can't put the Lechem where you want to be Shofas on the bottom of the tree, the Erev is not Chal according to Chachamim. That's a Chum Shita. That they hold the Rabbanon made the Xeris even Ben HaShemoshes. You can't take it off the tree. The Erev is not Chal. So the Gemara b'Chachamim Oimrim Ahai. In which case the Chum going to say that since it's also to take it off, the Erev is not Chal. If it's going on this Sefer, the last case of a Kukolo, the last case, that's a basket, that you put your Erev, you put the Lechem into the basket, and you hung the basket on the tree. And again, the person had to ask, where did he want to be kind of Shemisa? He wanted to be kind on the bottom of the tree. By the bark of the tree, that's where he wanted to be kind of the Shemisa. So we say it's only Chal if you could get your two breches, your two Lechems onto the ground. Now here, where did you put the Lechem before Shabbos? In the basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree. So you tell him that Chum say now, it's Osir to take the Lechem out of the basket, therefore the Erev is not Chal. Is that true? Now what should be also by taking the bread out of the basket and putting it on the floor? The bread is not on the tree itself. The bread is in a basket. The basket is mutter. No, the basket is hanging on the tree. So we had this in Machlekes and Gemara on Shabbos. That's called tzedodin. Is that also to mishtamish on Shabbos also? The side of a tree. You're not using the tree itself. The basket is hanging on the tree. So to use the basket, that's called a tzedodin. You're only using the side of the tree. We had a machlekes in the Gemara on Shabbos. One man the other said that was mutter. So the Gemara is asking for kasha now. You're going to bring a raya that the Chum here hold. It's also to mishtamish bilam. And the Gemara asked the Fakash, like there was a machlekes in the Gemara. So Chura here, it's an after Chum that say it's awesome. Like why didn't the Gemara on Shabbos bring down our Gemara then? That's the kasha. Leimu kasavi rabbanon. Are you want to tell me that there's a raya from our Gemara that rabbanon holds to dodam arasurim that it's also to use the side of the tree? No, in the Gemara on Shabbos mashmitz machlekes there. There's not a Chum that say one way. So Drashi, Leimu kasavi rabbanon dodam ilon asurim. The second line of the big lines. You're not using the tree itself. If you would take the Erev out of the basket, you're only using the basket. That's only on the side of the tree. We had a machlekes in this in the Gemara and Shabbos. You want to bring a right now for now a Gemara here that the locha should be that it's awesome. Or they have a Yehudi Shari ki Yochid b'makam Rabin, and the man the Yom in Shabbat that said it was mutter, he should be like a Yochid connected al Chachamim here. But the Avihach Masdis and Kiyat Lamai the Baskin Nosim Yochid says Zod Masurim. Like how come the Gemara in Shabbat didn't bring down our Gemara? Elamai, that's not Pshat in our Gemara here. Hey, that the Chachamim say by us that wherever it's also to take the Erev off the tree, the Erev is not Chalm. I tell you, he's not talking about the last case. Maybe by the case of the basket, the Chachamim also made up the Erev is Chalm. Since the Erev is not on top of the tree, it's only on the basket, and the basket's on the side of the tree, maybe there's no use of taking the Lechem out of the basket. All right. So where did the Chum say that the Erev is not Chal, since you can't take the bread out? I'll tell you on the Reisha. Elohar Reisha. It's going on the first case. Hi, Elon Fred Gemara Hechidomi. Where is the tree talking about? If the tree is not, nor is the branches of the tree are not wide, it's a mokim ptur. So why can't you take the lechem off the tree and put it on the floor like it's a mokim ptur? So drashi yela areisha, kaimi rabbanon the koma rebbe, nos nubilin lamata miasar aruva yerev. Rebbe said no, that if the tree is a branch is more than gimel tefachim off the ground, but less than 10 tefachim, there the Erev is Chal. No, be also litla, but you know, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the lechem off the tree. The Rabbanon answer back and say, no, Alpha Gavdu, they rubi b'shus rabim. Even though both you are in the shus rabim, or the kivan the also litla b'shabbos, mishamilam. Since I call upon him, midi rabbanon, you're not allowed to take the bread off the tree, because you'd be mishtamas with the tree, I'll tell you also litla ben ashmoshes. The Chachom Meshitur is, even Ben Ashmoshas, also you have the Yisur of the Rabbanans. Shu Sofik, Abazoi V'eini Ruvi Erev. Therefore the Erev is not Chal. That's Chan Chachomim. They ding zich. So the Machlekes is, where the branch of the tree is only 8 Tfachim off the ground. So therefore, Midiraisa, you're allowed to take the bread off the tree and put it on the ground. Because the tree is not a Meshus Yochid. It's only Osim Midi Rabbanan, either because it's a Carmelist, or else because you'd be Mishtamish Bilon. So Rebbe Shittur is Ben Ashmoshes it's Mutter. There's no Issa the Rabbonins. And the Chum Shittur is no. Ben Ashmoshes the Rabbonins too made Xeris. Fred Gemara now, if it's only less than dollar by dollar, it's a Mokim Turhu. So the Rashi either less pay arba roichiv mokim pturu. The chopachus roichiv dalad kaimlo mitiyas haShabbos. So he have a rishus with neyatzmoi. That's to say, anytime you have something higher than gimel tefachim, a stump, and it's not dalad by dalad wide, it's called a mokim pturu. Or what later rishus rav neyatzmoi rishus yochid. It's not called rishus by itself. In ma'amid b'neim, if you're standing in between them, could you mean in morning Shabbos? Ma'amid olam ala scoop. You can stand on this stoop. Noit to minoni, take from the person outside. V'noit sen loy mi balabayis. V'noit sen loy. Avzera filu yisur drabon leka. V'ochol kinos l'malam yasoro lav rishus yochidu. V'may emi ruvi erav haray yochol litla rishus rabin. So where the kasher is that if the tree is not dalid by dalid, it's not a rishus yochid. It's only a mokem tur. So where the kasher is according to Rebbe, why should it be usher? Rebbe says if the tree is more than 10 tefachim high, then it's usher. So if this time it's rishus yochid on top, it's usher to take from rishus yochid to rishus rabin. But if you can tell me the branch of the tree is less than dalid by dalid, it's only a mokem tur. So where the kasher is according to Rebbe, it should be mutter in all cases. Even if the branch is more than yud tefachim high. And in the beginning it says, no, the Rashi said, if the branch is yud tefachim high, it's usher. So the Gemara, vid yispei arba, elamai, you have to say, we're talking about the branch is dalad by dalad. It's rochiv, it's wide, four tefachim by four tefachim. Then it's very good that if the branch is yud tefachim off the ground, the top part of the branch is the rishus yochid. So if you have the lechem in the rishus yochid, it's awesome that you write it to take the bread off the branch and put it on the ground, which is the rishus rabim. Therefore, nothing doing. Therefore, the Arab is not chal even according to Rebbe. Mashenkim, when the branch is less than Yutvachim, so then it's not a Rishus Yochid, it's only also Midirabonon, it's Mutter Ben Hashemoshes. That's Rebbe Shita. I was there for the Gemara, Kinosna Mikokolon, my heavy. Lukur, if you can tell me now, we're talking about that the branch is Rochiv Dalad by Dalid, so why does Rebbe say, if you put it in a basket, then the Erev is Chalm? If it's Lamala Meyud, if it's more than Yutvachim high, why is it Mutter? Once it's more than Yutzvachim, it's called the Rishus Yochid. It's also the right to take the lechem out of the basket and put it on the ground. So why did the Rashi say, if you put the Erev in a basket, there Rabbi holds, no matter what, it's mutim. He said, Nosnu b'kakolo v'tolu b'ilum, afil l'malam yasar tzvachim, iruvi Erev, diva Rabbi. As Rabbi said, when you put the bread in a basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, even though it's higher than 10 tzvachim, there it's mutter. There's a kasher why. If the tree itself is a Rishus Yochid on top, it's Rochiv Dalad by Dalad, it's called Rishus Yochid, it should be also then. Since the Kukola is in Rishus Yochid, it's also to take the bread from Rishus Yochid to put it into the Rishus Rabin. So what's Pshat? Why is Rabbi Moida by Kukola? And for the Gemara, Mahevi, Omer Ravina, does that sound like this? Reisha Diyispei Arbo. The Reisha the Bryce is talking about where the leaves itself is Dalad by Dalad, fucking wide. Therefore, Rebbe said, if you put the Erev on top of the tree, and the tree is more than Yud Hai, it's also, the Erev is not Chal, because it's called Rishus HaYochid, and it's also Midiraisa to take the Erev off the tree and put it on the ground where you want to be Kreni Yashvisa. So you can never get the bread to where you want to be Kreni Yashvisa, the Erev is not Chal. Sefer, though, the Sefer that says by a basket, that there the Erev is Chal, I'll tell you Sefer, the less Peyabur. We have to that sign that the tree in the Sefer is not Dalat Tzvachim wide. It's not 4 by 4 Tzvachim wide. Therefore, by it itself, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. Nor the Kilkola Mashli Mosali Abo. We're talking about the basket is right on the side of the tree. You have the tree here, and right on the side of the tree, you put the basket. So the Rochiv on top of the tree is only 3 by 3. The basket is another Tefach. You put the basket next to the tree, now you have 4 Tzvachim here. So the basket is Mashlim Uli Abur. That's what we're talking about. And what's the Shaila? The Rebbe Sovolok Rebbe Meir, the Sovolok Rebbe